Legendary singer, songwriter, and country music icon Dolly Parton died yesterday at the age of 80. Here is a montage of just some of her music accomplishments.
Here's a little gal that I know you're going to really learn to love. She ain't no dumb blonde, though. Pretty Miss Dolly Parton.
Just because I'm blonde, don't think I'm dumb. Cause this dumb blonde ain't nobody's fool. Jolene, 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 Jolene. We'll always love you.
Islands in the
sea. Thank you, Kitty.
Dolly Parton, you are now and forever member of the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Here you come again. Recognize you by what a way to make a living.
It is my pleasure to induct you into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm a rock star now.
We will rock you. We will rock you.
Think about how many country artists that everybody on the planet is aware of.
Yeah.
There's only a few. But like everybody.
Yeah.
All generations, all different ages, everyone knows her. It's iconic, like kind of like a George Washington of country music.
Yeah.
Robbie Bridges is on. He's Connoisseur Media Country Music Format Head. And you're inductee of the Country Music Radio Hall of Fame, correct?
I'm not involved with the Country Radio Hall of Fame. I'm also not the head of country, but thank you for that, guys. Good morning.
You're not?
No. I'm not in the Country Hall of Fame or anything. No.
No. Are you the country music format head of the company?
No. There is a very nice gentleman named Rob Kelly that has that title, but I run our country music station on the Long Island side here, and
okay.
I'm involved. But thank you for the promotion. Feel free to go, Commander Geek.
I thought you were in charge of something.
Someday you will be. We're thinking ahead. And you're welcome.
This is why we'll never be the head of anything.
Right.
We can't even get the intro
guys.
Right.
I appreciate that.
So of the two things I said about you, both of them were wrong.
That's all good.
We were testing you.
I'll tell you guys, I was thinking coming on this morning, you know, reading about Dolly, and I happened to catch an article from Don McLean, you know, the guy that sang American Pie, and he said, this is the same as Elvis dying. And at first I said, man, that's quite a thing to say. But when you think about it, I mean, she is a rock star like really no other female artist that I really can think of. I mean, I guess you could talk about Madonna, people like that, but movie star, her look is iconic. I mean, you draw an outline of the woman and you know exactly who it is. So, I mean, in a way, she really did break down barriers the way that Elvis did. You know, I mean, it was a big deal yesterday. So I think it's a huge loss for the music community, no doubt about it.
It's weird if you think about her popularity and then look at her music. It almost doesn't match.
Yeah.
Like, there are albums out there, like Michael Jackson's Thriller has more hits on that one album than she's had in her entire career.
Yeah.
But somehow, because of her movies, television appearances, business deals, her interviews, you can't love her more just watching her. Like, there's not an artist that's more real.
Yeah, very endearing.
Very endearing.
Yeah.
And I just think she was a complete package. That's what makes her so iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, to use the Elvis analogy, I think she broke down a lot of barriers that, you know, there were people called it country and Western music. And she was really the first artist to say, I'm a star, and to do all the stuff a rock star would do, even though she was a very traditional country artist. And I think that changed the way people thought about country music. And that is one of the reasons why country is so mainstream and the most popular music format today. You know, there's more country records being sold now, contemporary country records, than there are pop records. You know, like that Ella Langley song is on every radio station. So, I mean, I think she helped change those things. And I'll give you a quick story as far as, you know, everybody saying how gracious and nice she was. So true. I got to do the 50th anniversary of Kenny Rogers' career. They did the red carpet and they did the concert that they taped for, I think it was CMT, at Mohegan Sun. And when I was on your sister station years and years ago, I got invited to go to this thing. So I'm on the red carpet and here comes Dolly Parton. First of all, she's teeny tiny. She's about 5 feet tall. And, you know, just dumb questions, whatever I came up with. But you could tell, you know, you guys know this. Some artists, they look at you right in the eye and they really are connecting with you and trying to do their best to make you look good. And she was so gracious and so sweet. And you just felt like even in 5 minutes, this is just the loveliest woman in the world. And I think that's part of why people loved her, because she made you feel good when you met her.
Right. You're so tall, though, and she's so short. How'd you lock eyes?
That's right. By the way, how tall are you?
He's like, my eyes are up here.
Robbie Bridges is on.
I'm 6'4", so I had to lean over with the microphone. That's
wow. She's looking right at your belly button.
I don't think you have a hand.
That's, we get to know each other intimately. That's nice. Right.
Was that voice supposed to be Dolly Parton?
It was, yes. Yeah. I'm new at it.
A little late to the party.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
But yeah, if you just look at her career, at 64, she graduated from high school, moves to Nashville. 3 years later, 1967, she releases her first album. She gets on the Porter Wagoner Show. 71, she has her first country hit. This is all very quick, by the way.
Yeah.
If you think about the trajectory of her career, 73, Jolene comes out. It's her second number one country hit, and now she breaks into the Billboard chart. 74, she leaves the Porter Wagoner Show. She writes, I Will Always Love You for Him. And then Elvis wants to record the song, and she had the foresight, because Colonel Tom Parker was a greedy bastard, wanted the rights to the song. She had the foresight to say, I can't give you the rights to that song. And so Elvis never recorded it. However, she told a story that when Elvis and Priscilla got divorced and they were walking out of the courthouse, that Elvis sang that song to her. 1980, she becomes a movie star.
Yeah.
It's 1980. It's 9 to 5. She cuts the deal. They say, we want you in the movie. And she says, I'll do the movie, but I do the title track. And they were like, yep. And it turned out to be her first number one Billboard song.
She was good.
1982, Best Little Whorehouse in Texas with Burt Reynolds. 1983, Islands in the Stream, the duet with Kenny Rogers. 1984, she's in Rhinestone with Stallone. 1986, she opens Dolly World. 1987, she releases Trio with Linda Ronstadt and Emmylou Harris. That's an incredible decade.
It's amazing.
Movies.
Yeah.
And then the television that goes with the promotion of all these movies, yep, and albums and a theme park.
It's actually Dolly World, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty insane.
You know, I read another interesting statistic yesterday that, and I was not aware of this. She made so much money just from Whitney Houston's version of I Will Always Love You. Used that money in part to fund charity things that you really didn't hear that much about. She has a service called the, I think it's the International Library or something like that. Again, guys, I'd never heard of it before, where children that are in hospitals, convalescent homes, could trade books and things with each other as a way to make them feel connected. Had no idea that she did that. Hmm. She donated money to help with the development of the COVID vaccine to help people that were really, you know, in trouble during the pandemic. Things that you didn't really hear about that you would never associate with someone like Dolly Parton. That's what she was doing with her money. I'm sure she lived well, but I mean, that says a lot about the person that she would.
That's right.
Use the royalties to give back. You know what I mean?
And supposedly she had like 365 wigs. She joked that she had a wig for every single day of the year.
Hmm.
Yep.
And a big fingernails. I'm sure that's not cheap. Yeah. Actually, I saw her tell another story last night. I think it was an old Jimmy Fallon clip where she said, growing up, she lived in the mountains, and she goes into town, and there was a woman in town. Her mother said, oh, this is the... I hate to use this word, but this is the whore in town. You know, I guess it precluded her making that movie, right? And she said, oh, that woman's trashy. And she goes, well, I didn't know what trashy meant. I thought she was just so pretty. And so today I look like she looked, this woman that I saw when I was a child. And that's where she got the idea for the over-the-top hair and the nails and the makeup and all of that. Wild, but there you go.
Apparently she could play the dulcimer, the banjo, guitar, piano, recorder, and saxophone, as well as guitar.
Wow, that I didn't know.
Yeah.
Speaking of her nails, at the beginning of 9 to 5, she's playing her nails right here.
Wow. She tapping her teeth?
It's listed in the credits.
Yeah. Kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn
and stretch and try to come to life. But if you think about it, we all know her. We all love her. But like... you wouldn't request one of her songs when you're out.
No.
Right?
No.
I wouldn't like go up to a DJ and say, hey, could you play 9 to 5?
Right. Kenny Jolene.
There's a lot of bars, though. Yeah. Islands in the Stream. People love that for karaoke, don't
That's
they?
A big karaoke song.
Yes, it is.
It's a big karaoke song. And, you know, I was talking about this an hour ago. Like, one of my favorite Dolly Parton things that she ever did was when she dressed as a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader and performed at halftime. In 2023, she was 77 years old, and you could stand her near any one of those cheerleaders, and she would give them a run for their money.
Looked amazing. Her midsection looked perfect. I just saw the photo again. I'm like, damn, man.
Yeah, we're all drooling over Dolly pictures.
Yep, yep.
Well, remember she did the Playboy cover, too.
Yes.
I did not see that.
Yeah. You got a copy there, Rob?
Yeah. I'll leave it in your mailbox, AJ. No cool. problem.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
But, you know, how iconic is she? She started in 1967.
Yeah.
And it's 2026. She's 80 years old, and the whole world is, like, sad that she died. It's...
Yeah, supposedly.
Can I say, let me say something else, too, that I'm really proud of, but especially for our little group of radio stations, right? I think when something like this happens, it really makes me proud that radio can be in that moment. I mean, you couldn't turn on a podcast as it was happening and hear them start talking about what we're talking about here and play the songs. And radio, and I can tell you, our radio stations yesterday, all of them in Connecticut, New York, we all did that yesterday. And I think that really matters to people that when something big in the world happens, radio is there to let the people know. And then, you know, they wake up this morning and they go, oh, what did Chaz and AJ think about this? Only FM radio does that. And I'm really proud of that. And I think, you know, radio should be proud of how it paid tribute to her yesterday. And I just want to say that.
That's a nice plug for us.
It is. Thank you.
That's Robbie. That's Robbie working on becoming the country music format head.
Yeah, that's right. I can't trust you both. So that's right.
Yeah. Robbie Bridges, Connoisseur Media. He's the program director of our Long Island country station, and I think you're program director of the over here, right, Weeby?
Yes, Weeby 108. That's
okay.
Right. Yep.
All right. Thank you for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, apparently, she also liked, instead of birthday cake, she wanted pie on her birthday. She always had pie.
You have the weirdest facts about her.
I looked it up. I'll get partial credit for that.
She knows how to play the saxophone, and she liked pie.